High nines are a lot of fun for dogs. They really enjoy aiming their paw at your hand and, of course, the many treats that result. This exercise helps to strengthen the muscles that move the front legs forward, muscles that are used anytime a dog is walking, running, or jumping. This exercise also significantly improves your dog's awareness of where its front legs are being placed, really important for any active dog, and of course, bitches with puppies. Start by imagining 9 different spots in front of your dog as it sits facing you, 3 high spots, 3 at about chest height, and 3 at carpus height. The goal is to get your dog to paw your hand at each one of the 9 spots randomly, which is why we call this exercise High Nines instead of its usual name High Five. To teach this exercise, just put a hand out, palm up, near the ground to see if your dog paws it. If they don't get the point right away, just tap your dog's foot or curl an index finger behind their foot and your dog will pick the foot up. Then just place your hand palm up so that when your dog puts its foot back down, it lands on your hand and then praise effusively and give a treat with your other hand. Most dogs catch on very quickly. One note, it's important that you don't grip your dog's paw as you would if your dog was shaking a paw. You want your dog to use its muscles to hold the paw in place against your palm. If you grip the paw, then your dog relaxes its muscles and it's no longer building strength. So gradually withhold the treat for longer and longer until your dog holds its paw in place firmly longer and longer. Because you really need both hands for this exercise, many people find it easiest to store good tasting food in their mouth so they can use one hand for the dog to paw at and one to feed the dog. Alternately, you can keep food beside you, just make sure that it's ready to reach for and it doesn't distract your dog from the job at hand, so to speak. Once your dog gets the idea of this game, start to move your hand a little wide so that your dog has to abduct its leg, moving it away from the body to get its paw onto your hand. Don't let your dog just randomly paw part of your arm or wrist. They have to aim at your palm specifically. And double paw slaps aren't allowed either. To accomplish this, just don't give a treat unless your dog puts one paw right on the palm of your hand. Believe me, your dog will figure out exactly what you want to get the treat. One of the harder parts of this exercise is to teach your dog to adduct its paw, to move the leg across in front of the body to paw your hand on the other side. A good way to teach this is to start by having your dog paw your hand in front of the body, then you move your hand with the paw in it across to the other side of your dog's body, and then praise and treat. Keep doing this, gradually inching your hand's initial position further and further over. Here's another helpful tip. When doing this exercise, always use your right hand as a target for your dog's left paw and your left hand as a target for your dog's right paw. Dogs seem to understand the game better that way. So, if your dog uses the wrong paw, just don't praise or give a treat until they use the correct one. Have fun with this game. It's bound to bring a smile to your face.